Gittin Perk Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Ein Almana Nifras Min Nichsei Yisomim Ela B'Shvua. An Almana can only collect from the Nechasim of the Yisomim when she makes a Shvua. The Shvua is that she had no Hana from the Ksuva, and therefore she can collect the whole thing. But what happened? Nimnu Mil Hashbia. The Batei Dinim were preventing her from swearing because there was a concern that she would be Mora Heter, she would just justify, even if she did take some money, she would say, the little that I took from the Ksuba, you know, the Terech I did for the Yisom was a small amount, and it really wasn't for my own personal needs. They would be concerned that she therefore would just swear that she never took anything from it, and they didn't want her to swear, because a Shvua is something that's very serious. So they stopped her from doing this. Hiskin Rav Gamliel Hazakin Shitehe Noderes Leisomu Komashi Yirtzu V'goyva Ksuvasa. Rav Gamliel therefore made a takana that instead of doing a shvua, she would do a neder. In certain aspects, a neder isn't as chomer as a shvua, and she'd make a neder, and the neder is like, as we know, as we learned in the Dharm, she would say something like konem different types of foods on herself if she had any type of hana from the ksuva. So now she would make this neder, and she can collect the whole ksuva. Next case, ha'edim chos min al haget. Even though Eidim is Sira Karti, we hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Eidim that see the giving over of the get is the Eidus that's needed for Gerishin to be Chal, not the Eidim that are written on the get itself. Nevertheless, now Mipnei Tikkun Olam, the Mishnah is now saying, is going not only on this, but also on the case of the Almana too, but let's just focus on this, that because of a Tikkun Olam, that maybe the Eidim Sira that saw the get given over would die, and there would be nobody to prove that the get was given over. And if that happened, you would just have just a shtar without any Eidim on it, and it's worthless. So therefore, they made it a din that there's also Eidi Chasima on the get. And some of the same ones that gave it over also signed the get as well, and that should be a raya that there was a gerushin. And what was the Tikkun Olam by the Almana? Because before Rabbi Gamliel's takana that they would make nedarim, it was coming out that they were not allowing the woman to swear, and then what was happening is that a woman wouldn't really readily get married because they'd be concerned that if her husband ever died, she would never get the ksuba, because the batei dinim wouldn't allow her to make shvuas, and you can only collect from yisomim with shvuas. And now, because of Rabbi Gamliel's takana, they didn't have to worry about that anymore, and they would get married more often. Hillel Hiskin Prosbol Mibnei Tikkun Olam. The Gemara says, it's a play on words of prus boli uboti, meaning it's a takana for both boli, which is the ashirim, and boti is the aniyim. So because for the ashirim, now they won't lose their money if they lend it, and also the aniyim, now they have the ability to find people to borrow from. And Hillel was mesakin a prusbol, also because of a tikkun olam, because Hillel Hazakin saw that people weren't lending to each other because they'd be concerned that once Shemitah came, it would wipe out all loans. And the Torah specifically says, don't stop yourself from lending to somebody that needs it, because of Shemitah. So how do you get around this? So what a Prisbol does is that it gives the loan over to Beis Din. And Beis Din can now collect, and Shemitah is not Meshamet this loan anymore.